Beate, har dere begynt å spise av backstage-lasset ennå?
Nei, vi har ikke det, men her hadde det jammen meg vært nok å ta. Matt and Patch, can you describe what's this thing on the floor here?
This is beer. We got like hundreds of bottles of beer of Corona and a couple more hundred bottles of water and some red wine, which is nice after a show, you know. It's nice and relaxing to have a nice glass of red wine.
Are you big drinkers?
Sometimes. Yeah.
But what do you drink before a concert?
Corona and water, I guess.
why exactly Corona?
Everyone seems to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite, and I drink a lot of it. So.
You're pretty sure that Corona is your favorite beer?
Yes. Definitely.
And Matt, have you the same preferences?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't drink a lot of alcohol, so whatever. Like, this Corona's all right.
Yeah.
Wine sometimes is cool. I just mainly drink just water and Coke and stuff like that. So if it's a night off, I'll have a good few beers.
But and your shows, they're very like energetic. Do you have other things that you do to kind of get ready for the concert?
Maybe just a little warm up on the guitar, or you know, I think Matt does his warm ups on his vocals and stuff. That's it, really, you know.
Yeah, because you had some troubles with your voice, and you even had to have surgery. Mm-hmm. Do you do something special now to warm up your voice before the show?
Yeah, it's just like a 20-minute kind of warm up regimen, which I've been doing since the beginning of this year. So yeah, I do that every day without fail.
Oh wow!
So yeah.
Can you give us a little example?
It's just a lot of weird noises and scales and stuff like that. So it sounds pretty stupid when I'm doing it. But
can you just try one strange sound?
There's lots of zzz, that kind of stuff, and e's and r's and lots of stupid shit, but it works.
It works.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, and good that you do it every day.
Yeah, I have to now. I have to. It's something I never did before, and then I had problems. And since then, I've gotten to a good habit of doing them. So. Mm.
But I wonder, later on in our show, we're going to have a debate whether you love or hate Christmas songs. Mm. I haven't found it out. Have Bullet for My Valentine ever made a Christmas song?
Not yet. Not yet. We were actually, before we came out on this tour, we were in rehearsals. We were jamming some of our stuff, and then just for some reason, I just ended up putting Christmas lyrics to the same piece of music. Really cheesy stuff, but I don't think it'll ever see the light of day.
No. What do you think of Christmas songs?
I don't know. Some of them are actually really good, you know, just more for a nostalgia thing, just remind you of when you were a kid and stuff, yeah. When Christmas is most important and most special, you know. But, you know, for us now, I think, you know, we never see Christmas. We're always on tour, so we always miss the build-up, etc. But, you know, yeah, some Christmas songs are really, really good, you know. They give you a nice, warm, kind of cuddly feeling.
Yeah.
And some are just annoying as fuck, so.
Ok, thank you, Matt and Paige. Og da har vi altså konkludert med at det finnes hever av korona i iskasser her. Og de liker julesanger, men synes jo selvfølgelig at det er trist at de aldri får med seg oppvarmingen til jul siden de bare er ute og turnerer.
Skulle jeg ønske at jeg hadde et kjøleskap i studio her hos meg også. Om ikke så får du kan ta med deg litt av greiene til Bullet. Om en snau time så er Elsk eller Hat-panelet, som Beate var inne på her, på plass, men mye god musikk skal spilles før den tid, som enda en Bullet for My Valentine, nå, nemlig Heartburst into Fire. We'll be right back. Heartburst into fire. Det høres egentlig ganske vondt ut. Uansett, bandet var Bullet for My Valentines, og hvis du befinner deg på Østlandet og skikkelig, skikkelig kjapp, så kanskje du rekker å få dem med deg på Rockefeller i Oslo nå bare om et par timer.